sorry.
Anyway, how's everybody doing?
How are you doing?
We're doing good, thank you. Is Donnie over there too? We have one other trade to announce as well. Pittsburgh traded defenseman Zdenek Makar to Phoenix for prospect defenseman Harrison Ruop and a third-round pick in this year's draft, and goalie Mark Chevry. And of course, we traded Jordan Staal to Carolina, which we all know about.
Can you talk about that first trade, how that materialized, and did you feel that you had to get it done today? Or
no, I always felt that up until maybe at some point today that I always felt that Jordan's going to be back with us next year, and we've had a great relationship. He's a very important player for our team, and but a couple teams were pretty aggressive today, and one being Carolina. And we just felt as an organization that Jordan's at the point of his career where it's time for him to really take the next step in his development, and it made sense for the Carolina deal to, you know, the assets we got back in return. It was a fair deal for both parties, and I think it's a good personal situation for Jordan, also professional, so I think both teams are happy.
Ray, was there a lot of teams involved in your talks with that, or was it mostly?
We had lots of calls over the last, everybody reads the paper, and Jordan Staal's in the paper all the time, so as GMs do. You know, when you see a name in the paper that may be up for trade, you want to make a call to make sure you're not missing on something. So I got plenty of calls, but my feeling on Jordan Staal is I didn't want to trade him. And I said that, and my goal was to try to sign him to a contract to stay with the Penguins. And, how far we can ever go with this three-center model that we had, that remained to be seen, but I'd like to do that. But it just became more apparent as we talked about it internally. And I've talked to Jordan, and, for 6 years I've had a great relationship with him and his family. It just felt the right thing to do when, the Carolina deal that we liked, it just made sense, the timing of it. Let's move forward on this and make a good deal for the Penguins and make a good deal for Jordan Staal in Carolina.
A lot of people feel that Sutter can be a very, is already a very, very good two-way centerman, and maybe can really fill that number three role perfectly.
Yeah, Brandon is the key to the deal for us. We really like Derek Pouliot and Brian Demoulian. Those are key assets as well. But NHL-ready, Brandon Sutter is, he's a proven player in the league. He's a young player. He's signed. We love the character. We love what he brings. He's got good size. It's hard to find guys like that. And the center iceman, as we say, defensemen and center are difficult to find. So he's a real key to the deal for us, and we look forward to having him with us for many years.
Ray, how tough was it when George rejected the contract offer that he
said? We had talked the parameters of the contract, and it wasn't difficult for me because I wanted him to be here, but at the same time, it's business. And Jordan just wasn't sure. He had a lot on his plate this week and the last couple of weeks with his wedding. Got married today at 1 o'clock. Congratulations. him and Heather, it's great. The Jordan thing is just a tough thing to do, obviously, being the first pick here and when I was here and won a Stanley Cup with him. But as I said, just the right time to do it, and that's what we did.
Did you have trouble reaching him today?
I haven't reached him, no. I've called him and left him a text message, and I didn't. First of all, I know one thing from trying to get hold of Jordan up in Thunder Bay. The cell reception is not very good. I left him a message and texted him, and certainly word traveled pretty fast. So I look forward to talking to him. Not on his wedding night, but maybe over the next couple of days, and so I look forward to that.
Ray, you had said today, you thought you, up until today, you thought you were going to try to extend it. What changed between when the parameters of the contract discussion didn't go right and today? What happened?
Yeah, Tim, it wasn't the contract discussion didn't go right at all. It had nothing really to do with that. Jordan, his last contract, he signed for 4 years, not three. He had a year left in his contract, and we're a really good team with Jordan Staal. But when a few of these teams, and a couple in particular, were kind of dealing with that, we felt we could make a good deal. We talked about this for a while, with Jordan Staal and his role here, and I talked to Jordan personally about this, about his role and where he can go with his career and so forth. And I don't know, with Sidney and Gino being here, that it would be a long-term fit in terms of having him grow as a player. So I You know, the Carolina thing, as I say, it's a funny thing to say, but it just felt right to do. And it was the right place for him, hopefully, and it's a right deal for us, most importantly, and hopefully both parties are going to be real happy.
In terms of the McCulloch trade, is this an indication you wanted to, felt the need to change the mix a little bit on the blue?
Change the mix a little bit, but it, you know, certainly we got some younger D and really pushing. You know, we got some good young defensemen coming. You know, today we did clear some cap space with the Stahl trade and the McCulloch trade, and we'll see where that's going to lead us. But we've drafted lots of defensemen. I mean, a lot of people write this a lot. Well, it's time for these guys to play, and they turn into assets. So you know, that's what we did. And I think, you know, with the Zibanejad McCulloch deal, you know, he came here for a reason, to try to win a Stanley Cup. And he's a great person. But to go back to Phoenix, which was a really good fit for him before, again, that had some other teams that, you know, I was dealing with on Z, and a good defense from the league, and it's just, again, it's a good situation for him and his family, I believe. So I think, you know, that's going to be good for both.
Are you still looking to move more defensemen?
We're just going to see what happens over the next little bit, see what the market's going to be and so forth. And, you know, when you have NHL defensemen, it's a good thing to have. And, you know, we like our defense. We've got to, you know, as a team, play better defensively, a defensive game, and but our defense is pretty good. So we'll see where we're going. I mean, we've made quite a few changes here today for the Penguins, so we'll see where it takes us next little bit.
Was Penalty someone you specifically targeted for this trade?
We really liked Derek. Our guys had seen him a lot. We really feel that, you know, he's got a really good skater, really good offensive capabilities, a power play quarterback of the future. So, yeah, you know, playing with Joe Moore out in Portland, our first round pick from last year. Yeah, our guys really like
him. You did that with your other pick too, another guy that.
Yeah, Pauly Mata, playing in London.
Was that a byproduct?
It's you know, I don't know. It's just, it just happens maybe. Maybe it just happens. Mata was a guy that we liked, and, you know, big kid, Finnish kid, playing over on a good team in London here, and they had a great year, going to the Memorial Cup final, and a big part of that. So just another real young asset on defense that we're adding to our group here, and you know, so I think he's a real good addition as well.
Ray, did you hear from Citadel? Did you reach out to him?
He's in Thunder Bay, for God's sakes. How could he get a hold of him? No, I haven't. I've been tied up here in terms of, but yeah, usually with our captain, what I do when guys get drafted, or, you know, we welcome guys that they'll send them a quick call or text or something like that. So we'll do the same thing with the guys here. So.
Were you doing some internal gymnastics and struggle over the prospect of, like you said, giving one more run with Jordan for that last year of the contract? Were you sort of weighing the option of the good deal that you thought you had versus the worthwhile nature of going at it one more time with him?
Yeah, I think you have to weigh the fact in this deal, which made sense for us, is getting the Brandon Sutter that is NHL ready. NHL, I mean, this guy's he's a good player in the league, and he's going to fill that role. And, you know, it just made sense for us. And, you know, go back into next season where you got the three centers, you're trying to find that ice time for everybody. It's, you know, for the coaching staff, it's a little bit difficult too. But in all fairness to all three players, it may be time to move on. And if that was the right thing to do, then, you know, that's what we did. But, you know, it should be a real good situation for Jordan, playing with Eric in Carolina, and they got a heck of a hockey player. So, but in terms of one more run, if we didn't have a deal, I was not trading Jordan Stahl. We're going to come back and play with him. He never make it clear. Jordan never, ever asked me for a trade and made it clear he never will. And he would have been happy to play in Pittsburgh. And, you know, it's a nice story. And the draft a kid as a rookie general manager, a second overall pick that you win a Stanley Cup with is a huge part of that. I mean, that's a really good thing. And, you know, it's emotional to trade someone that you're attached to. But I know it's good for him. It's good for his family. And it's good for the Penguins.
Is it possible you could add another impact player for agency to Capitals?
Yeah, possibly. So we'll look to do that, and we'll see what happens tomorrow, and of course over the next week, and see what happens on July 1st.
If you're moving away from the 3-7 model that you have had, what's the model that you're moving toward? Is it, you've got such a stockpile of defensemen, it seems like it's pretty. Is that part of it?
We got three centers. We got Brandon Sutter and Sidney Crosby and Evgeny Malkin. Those are three really good NHL centers, and again, that's the strength of our team. And you know, so we're looking to having Brandon being a big part of that, being a part of that group. And, you know, it's pretty important to me in terms of building this team to have a young center like that to go with Crosby and Malkin, and it makes our team a good team still. And in the future moving forward. So we're happy to do that.
Ray, what did you see in Demoyle?
He's a kid at Boston College, left after three years, just left after his junior year. Big defenseman, 6'4". Our scouts have really liked this kid. And there's another thing to get him in the deal. That was a player at the end that Jimmy was very reluctant to put in the deal. And at the end, you know, as a manager, I think you got a chance to get Jordan Stahl. You know, he's got to include him in the deal. So, but it's good. He signed a contract already with Carolina, so that transfers to us. He turns pro next year. So I think we're looking forward to having him in the training camp, development camp this summer, and turning pro next year with the Penguins.
Ray, where do the guys fit in the Mahalik deal that you got in return? Where do they fit?
Well, the third-round pick will be selecting tomorrow. So we now have a second-round pick, two third-round picks, and two fourths. So that's good news for us. Harris Ruop is a big right-hand defenseman from Prince Albert in the Western Hockey League that we really, really came close to taking last year in the second round. And our guys really like him. He's a big kid, 6'3", 200 pounds, plays an aggressive game, skates well. Puck skills need to come a bit, but he plays in a rough, aggressive game, which adds to the mix of our defense, which I think is important moving forward. And, you know, he'll need some time. He's back in juniors next year for another year before he turns pro, but a good addition to our group on defense in terms of the mixture.
Given the public nature of George Stahl, before you talk to you, was this something that you were concerned might fester if you didn't?
I thought about that. I don't know what the answer is because we never got there, but I thought about that, and I think, you know, with any player, to reach your true potential, you got to be happy. You got to be happy in your environment. You got to be happy in your role. Not that Jordan wasn't, but, you know, this kid had a great playoff for himself. He, you know, didn't play all 82 games last year, but he certainly produced very good numbers, and he was just growing out of what he was doing, and he's going to take that to Carolina and be a very good player there, and so we'll see what happens.
Thanks, Ray.
Good. Thank you very much, guys.
Thanks, Ray.
Thank you.
Thanks, Ray.
Thank you, guys.
When I first started, thanks for calling in the other day.
Oh, yeah, no problem. That's good. Good stuff.